Good evening. I will now call the December 11th, 2023 Sussex County Board of Adjustment hearing order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Are there any changes to the agenda?
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the agenda.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
And I, too. A vote of 5-0, this evening's agenda has been approved. Approval of minutes for October 2nd, 2003.
Mr. Chairman, I will make a motion to approve the minutes for October 2nd, 2023.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I, too. So the vote of 5-0, the minutes for October 2nd, 2023 have been approved. Findings of fact for October 2nd, 2023.
Make a motion for approved findings of facts for October 2nd.
Second.
And a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
Dr. Carson? Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And I, too. So with that, the findings of fact, excuse me, of October 2023 have been approved. Mr. Sharp.
Mr. Chairman, this is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are public hearings this evening and to proceed in an orderly fashion and to full participation by those present with an interest. Hearings will be conducted subject to certain. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. Take from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct would not be tolerated or may have expulsion from the room. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital stage, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Publics made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each case will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant in the case explain their request and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the applicant. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table in the rear of the room convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. Persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your comments and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or if you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board. The board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony is presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. If you are here for a case listed under old, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record held open at the prior hearing. All board matters are discussed on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the order, remain online to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. These proceedings are available to be viewed live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, be advised that that decision will not be final until the written findings of fact are approved by the and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of findings of fact and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the owner's risk. For those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we turn it off for the duration of the meeting. And I will note that the county has some new technology, so when you're up at the podium, there is a button that will light up for speaking. If you don't see it light up, that means your mic is not on. Thank you.